Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Well, hello and welcome to the 12th episode of Being Brilliant, How to Ignite Your Life and Shine. This is your host, Amy Hackett-Jones. I am a happiness and high performance coach for being brilliant in the way you live and lead your life and those around you. So the radio show today is really looking about taking a deep and impactful look at what it takes to be brilliant. The show invites you, my listeners, to step into the very essence of who you are being as you show up to life. My guests bring a combination of ancient wisdom teachings coupled with practical tools and essential life and leadership skills translated into actionable strategies so that you, our listeners, may step into being the very best version of yourselves. So my interviewees are high performers, thought leaders, game changers, soul activators, pioneers, dreamers, adventurers, wayseers, as well as friends and family. Those who, in my eyes, live brilliantly and who travel magically through life, shining their light so others may do the same. So today, I have a very, very special guest on the show. I've known her, I don't want to say for how many years, but it's a lot. We met at high school. And her name is Alex. Now, Alex is particularly in line with my thinking, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. She is registered, or a member, should I say, of the British Holistic Medical Association. She's registered and certified by the Association for the Advancement of Meridian Energy Techniques, which is one of the highest professions in the world to do with EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique. She's set up a company, or like her sort of slogan, so to speak, is This Imperfect Girl. And I remember seeing that a few years ago now and thinking, wow, what does she mean by that? What is she really delving into when she says This Imperfect Girl? So we're going to be asking her all about that. So welcome, Alex, onto the show.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much. So nice to hear your lovely voice, and thank you for having me on the show.
Bless you. It's a pleasure to have you here. So Alex is also a health and wellness coach. So we're going to be delving into all sorts of great things for you today. Now, what I want to look at first is, Alex, just a little bit about your life, your story, and how you got to be where you are.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Some of you know me through time when I was a lot larger, a lot more unhappy in life. And I come from a place where I've had very poor emotional and physical health. I've had every hormonal issue going, including cervical cells that are precancerous. I've had endometriosis very severely. I've had chronic eczema, anxiety to the point where I didn't want to leave the house. And I come from a place of very sort of poor health. And at one point, I thought this has got to change. I was introduced to tapping and EFT, and it completely changed my world. I then went on to change my diet when I got ulcerative colitis. And all the doctors wanted me to do medication and follow that route. And I said, no, I want you to give me 6 months. So I went away. I did more tapping, changed my diet completely, and changed my lifestyle, my sleeping habits, my exercise habits, and changed my thoughts. And in doing so, I went back to see the doctor, and he said, I don't really know what to say about this other than you're done, you're off my list, there's nothing wrong with you. So got that one nailed. And it's been a sort of journey since then. I then went on to learn more about holistic nutrition and qualified doing EFT so I could spread the word, really, and share that health is accessible to everyone.
That's so amazing to go through so many health issues and to defiantly and triumphantly turn around to the doctors who wanted to medicate you, and within 6 months, to give yourself 6 months, what happened when you heard that from the doctors, and what happened sort of inside you to make you create that change in your life?
Well, I tell you what, firstly, doctors hate me because I love to go to doctors. I love to go for a diagnosis. I then take away that diagnosis and like to do things my way. This comes from an absolute belief that all physical and emotional complaints come from a place of energetic imbalance, but also stuff to do with your subconscious. I mean, I can get into more about how EFT works, but it's old patterning that creates disease in the body. And because I have this absolute belief, and I've seen it, I see it every day with people walking into my clinic. I see it talking to people. I see it in my own family, and I see it in myself, that I knew the only place to start with these things was to do the mind work and to change my sort of chemical makeup in my body. And I mean, I've had such bad endometriosis that I had a guaranteed hysterectomy. And in fact, they wanted to take all my bits out in the hospital on the spot. And again, I did that thing where I said, no, I'm going to do it my way. And they said I'd never have children. Well, I have two boys. And I can say absolutely, oh, and by the way, I have no trace of endometriosis now. And I can say hand on heart that all boils down to physical changes I made with my diet, with the way I lived, with the way I thought, and with a lot of perseverance with EFT and self-improvement.
Wow. That's just incredible. So I'm super excited to be talking to you today because I know that we're very much on the same wavelength. And you know, to reconnect with you after so many years. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know necessarily what EFT is, emotional freedom technique, can you tell us a little bit more about what this is, this whole tapping thing?
Okay, so I'm a bit of a tapping bore because I can go on about it forever. So I'll try and make it short and sweet. Tapping is such a beautiful therapy. It's so gentle. I've had the experience of working with counselors and things, particularly when I was going through my own troubles. And you know what? It just wasn't working for me. And when I found EFT, my whole entire world changed. EFT is so beautiful because it looks at subconscious patterning. It looks at past trauma. It looks at all these things without making you have to relive them, you know, hate your mother for a year, blame your father for this, that, and the other, you know, before you can get to a good place. It actually, you just, stuff comes up and you clear it. And, you know, some people tout it as a quick fix. Look, it's not a quick fix. It is a process, but it's much quicker than a lot of the therapies that are out there. So what you do is some therapists tap on people. I don't do that. One of my reasons is that I'm very, I sense a lot from people. And sometimes for me, it's a lot to be in their personal energetic field. But they mirror me, which is traditionally how I was taught anyway. And you tap on specific points on your face and points on your body. And you do this while you talk. Now, what's happening is as you tap, you're balancing your energetic system whilst basically doing a talk therapy. And you get some really beautiful, dramatic results. but it's done in a way that is very gentle, very easy. You never leave a therapy feeling wonky or feeling unwell, which has happened to me in the past with other therapies. The most that really happens is that you might be a little bit tired. But
right.
Every session you leave, you feel a difference in your being. And I mean, it's wonderful for physical complaints as well as emotional.
Wow. So it just encompasses so much. I know I've done some of it myself as well, and, you know, learned how to do it. And it's, I find myself as well that, like you say, it just simply helps clear the blocks.
Yeah. Amy, I love that you've done it yourself. This is the beauty of the whole thing, is that it's a gift that you keep giving. I mean, you give people a gift that they can go away and in their own time and space, when they're challenged by things, they can just tap and help themselves.
Yeah. And what's so special about the points that people tap on? Why does it work so much?
Well, these points, it's similar to acupuncture. People have said, really, that it's a mix of acupuncture points and talk therapy. The difference is that acupuncture points are very specific, whereas with tapping, as long as they're in the general area, you're getting this energetic point. And all these points create harmony, balance, and flow throughout the body. And when your body's in harmony and balance, it's able to cut through the rubbish and able to heal.
Yeah. That's amazing. You clear out all the blocks, so you create flow.
Yes.
In your being. And I love that you used being as well earlier. You create flow in your being.
Yeah.
And so that's one element of what you do. So when you talk about holistic, you know, a holistic way of living and being, eating, etc., mm-hmm. what else is it that you bring into your practice?
Well, my main thing is EFT, because I just love it and I see the results. So that's my real baby. That's my absolute love. But you cannot fix the mind stuff, the emotional stuff, and the energetic stuff without fixing the other stuff as well. You know, because the whole point about holistic health is it's the whole being. It's mind, body, and spirit. So what I do is basically every person is different, because every person comes to me with a different complaint. And as we know, we're all beautiful individuals. It's what makes the world so gorgeous and wonderfully full of creative and you know, different people. So every person comes to me with a different makeup. So I don't have a standard formula. Although there is a standard formula for way of living, which is that we eat as closely to nature as possible for good health. That's a no-brainer to me. And we eat in harmony with the environment we live in. So I'm very pro-organic food and supporting local businesses. And it's things like not going to sleep against your natural body clock. So, you know, I appreciate a lot of people have to work nights, and that's a different case, I guess. But then I would speak to them about how they could support their body. But, you know, just getting enough sleep, going to sleep at the right time, waking up at the right time, moving our bodies. We live such sedentary lives at the moment where, you know, most of us are stuck in front of a computer all day. And we're seeing such a huge amount of disease, increase in disease. And part of the reason is because I believe we have fallen out with our natural patterns that keep us balanced and in line with the world and the environment we live in.
That's so important, this day and age. Like you say, disease is rife.
Yeah.
Whether it is cancer, whether it is heart disease, whether it's diabetes, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
And so how do you think people can... Sorry, carry on.
No, sorry. I mean, I was just going to say, and, you know, and people are getting younger who are getting these diseases, you know, and this is something that, you know, we have a problem. And one of the things I like to do is hopefully give people the opportunity to, you know, just change their lives or empower themselves so that they can take control of their lives and their health.
Yeah, that's so important. And creating an awareness that actually, like you say, they can take that control and that they know where to turn or they know what to do. So when you say to eat as closely to nature as possible, I mean, I always say to people, you know, when you look at the back, when you look at the ingredients list on the back of a packet, if it's got one ingredient, as in, you know, Brazil nuts have Brazil nuts in them, or oats have oats in them, they don't have a whole bunch of chemicals and all sorts, then you're onto a good thing.
So, absolutely.
And that's as simple as I try to get to make it for people. Like if it has one ingredient, you're good to go. And if it comes from a tree or out of the ground, you're good to go. So what would be, you know, just a piece of advice or something or other for people when you say to eat as close to nature as possible, what would you say to people as a really easy takeaway?
Okay. I mean, the truth is that I'm a working mum with two kids and I very much live in the real and modern world. And as much as I would love to go into my garden and, you know, get my chicken from the coop or, you know, pick my vegetables, it's not a realistic thing for me. So I say to everyone is we just do the best we can. So I always suggest choosing organically. That's not just, you know, about supporting the environment. It's also about the fact that, you know, it's just all the chemicals and the hormones and stuff that are pumped into animals. It's the fertilizers, the pesticides, all these things that are actually detrimental to our health. So I always say eat organically. And I say, you know what, if you're on a healing journey, then it's really important to eat foods that are real foods, whole foods, complete foods, things that haven't been really tampered with. And, you know, it's really dangerous these days because, you know, we have all these beautiful health food stores. But what happens is, you know, I'm actually, I don't eat gluten or dairy for personal health reasons. But, you know, people will go into a health food shop and I'll look for, let's say, a gluten-free bread. And you look at the back and the gluten-free bread has more ingredients than just a regular, you know, sourdough, let's say, which might have three or four ingredients. I would rather have the sourdough with the gluten that has three or four ingredients than the science experiment I'm being handed over, which is touted as healthy. So you have to kind of use your common sense, you know, and really just go for natural seeds from Mother Nature's garden.
So if anybody wants to call in and ask Alex some questions, if you're in the States, the number is 646-716-7979. Again, that is 646-716-7979. If you are linked up with me on Facebook, you can send me a quick message and I will ask it out loud. And just to let you know where you can find Alex, her website is www.thisimperfectgirl.co.uk. Is that right?
Yes.
The happylife.co.uk and your Twitter and Facebook, you're known as This Imperfect Girl.
Yeah.
So the happylife.co.uk is where you can find Alex. So just tell me a little bit about what you offer to your clients. What is that, you know, you talked about EFT, but I know you do something called the Body Club as well.
Yeah.
So just tell us a little bit about those, you know, what you offer people.
Okay, so I do two main things. One is I see clients privately, either face-to-face or via Skype for my overseas clients. And that is mainly heavily based in EFT. If people come to me with, let's have an example of a really, you know, busy working mother who comes to me and she's exhausted, then I can see where she's stressed and I can give her the tools to not just do the EFT work with her, but also, you know, help her work out better lifestyle changes. I'm not big on supplementation, but, you know, just ways in which she can support her body. I might then get a client who comes to me with knee pain. And I'll say they've seen every osteopath or chiropractor or, you know, whoever going, doctor going, and they've been on painkillers for 6 years. And they come to me and we will just do the EFT work and find out what the source of that is. And in fact, I had someone like this recently who did this with me and found that it was linked to a trauma. Once we cleared the trauma using EFT, the knee pain disappeared and hasn't returned since. So it really depends who walks through my door. Yeah, so I deal a lot with women. They are my sort of specialist interest. I love working with women. And I work a lot with people with dysmorphia, with addictions, with self-love issues. So that's sort of my thing. But the wonderful thing about EFT is it really can... You know, if anyone comes to me and says, I've got this problem, do you think it'll work? I just always say, let's give it a go, because you just never know with EFT. It's such a beautiful thing, and I've never seen it do nothing. So that's one thing I offer. The other thing I offer is a body club. And this, again, is my baby. The body club was created as a weight loss group because I was having a lot of clients coming to me with weight loss issues. I also run a little course called the Happy Life Course, and this is, and this body club is part of this, but the body club on its own is a club that teaches you basically the happy life principles. Each week there's tappings, and each week there's how you eat, what you eat, when to eat for optimum health. And what happened was this group was started as a weight loss group. I expected the first day to have all these people who walked in who were heavily overweight, suffering from weight illnesses, diseases. And what happened was I had all these really normal women come through my door. And I realized that the problem wasn't that these women were overweight. It was that they thought they were overweight. And that was fascinating to me. And after the years, I mean, I've been working with tapping for almost a decade now, and I would say that one of the main problems, it boils down to how people view themselves. So the body club group, you will naturally lose weight or gain weight because the way we eat is, you know, it takes you to a natural weight. It takes you to your optimum health. But it's more about dealing with the subconscious beliefs and patternings that keep us stuck, keep us from overeating or undereating, keep us from our full potential, keep us from loving relationships, and mostly keep us from loving relationships with ourselves. And also it's great fun. Tends to be a gaggle of girls. And
I might come and join you.
Oh, do come. It's such fun.
Fantastic. So it sounds amazing. It sounds like a lot of fun. Again, if anybody wants to go and have a look, they can go to thehappylife.co.uk. Now, I want to talk a little bit more with you about self-love, because it is something that I find, particularly in the UK, people tend to shy away from or sort of irk at. And it's sort of like, you know, one of those things. How do you, you know, what's your take on self-love, and how do you sort of get people into that space that it's actually okay to self-love? It's actually not egotistical. It's highly important, fundamental, I'd say. How do you get people into that space?
Well, do you know what, Amy? It's funny because the amount of people that say to me when I talk about self-care, self-love, that say, I hate that word. I hate that concept. It's, you know, I know what you're saying, but I just don't like to say the word. And it's such it's not very British, is it? I mean,
no,
it's just not. And I'm only half. So that might help me with that. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. One of my great teachers said to me, wouldn't it be interesting if people changed words like vain to self-care or self-love? Because it has a completely different meaning. And I think the reason people are so anti the word self-love, self-care, is because it does feel vain. It feels too self-indulgent. And we have this attitude that we shouldn't be self-indulgent, that it's almost selfish to sort of exercise self-care. And I actually believe it's the opposite, because I don't believe that you can fully give service to others without starting with yourself.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, so you know how I get people on board is that we do a tapping. So my very first week of the Body Club, which is all about self-love and self-care, we do a tapping on resistance. So we go, even though I hate the word self-love, I feel so vain, I feel so judgmental, I love and accept myself anyway. And this is what we do. And so we clear this stagnant old belief that we are not allowed to practice self-love and self-care. And once we get past that in week one, we're good to go for the rest of the 5 weeks.
Wonderful. And why did you choose 5 weeks?
Because
you feel that's the time in which... Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, sorry. So it takes between 21 and 28 days to create a new habit.
Yes,
so I thought 5 weeks is absolutely perfect, because what we're doing is we're breaking old habits through using the EFT, and what we're doing is we're reinforcing new habits and new sort of ways of living, and not just new ways of living, but new ways of thinking. And, you know, we get beautiful results on the Body Club. The girls that come to lose the weight easily, without fighting with food, without, you know, binging and, you know, all these old patterns of eating. And so the girls who want to lose weight. Other girls just start to glow. I had one girl who came to me and she said, "You know what, Alex, I painted my nails today for the first time in 3 years since having my child." You know, it just has really beautiful results, and you see people just morph. I have one girl I've been working with actually for a couple of years now, but I mean, she's half the size she was, and she is excelling in all areas of her life, love life, work life. And it's real proof that once you sort of fall in love with yourself, you can really change your life. We're allowed to be whoever we want to be. I don't know why we all have these limitations. Well, I do know why we have all these limitations. They're stuck in these old ways of thinking. And until we release them, it's very difficult to stop creating those patterns over and over again.
Absolutely. So would you say it's sort of like starting to write your own love story?
Yeah.
In your own life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's gorgeous. And I always say to people, you know, close your eyes and imagine who you want to be. And then when they open their eyes, I say, now what's stopping you? Let's clear all the stuff that's stopping you. Why can't you be that person? Just because, you know, at one point I was a size 18, which I think is an American size 14. And I'm only a 5'3" in height. So, you know, I'm a short girl, small things, good packages, all the rest of it. But, you know, I'm a small frame, and I was heavily overweight. And I could never have imagined actually liking myself. And so I kind of come from a point where I almost, it's not really about reinventing. It's about going back to your authentic self.
Yeah,
which gets lost sometimes, you know, in all the rubbish of life, it gets a bit lost sometimes, and we just really need to unearth those people, you know,
our inner selves.
Yeah,
amazing. So we're going to listen right now to your selection of songs,
And again, if anybody wants to call in, it's 646-716-7979. So your choice of song, as my listeners will know, I get my interviewees to choose a song that really inspires them, that lifts them up, because I believe music is just so powerful. So each show we have amazing music choices. So you've chosen "Can't Stop the Feeling" by Justin Timberlake. So let's have a listen, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. Here we go.
Okay.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
love that song so much.
I love that you played that, Amy.
It like, oh my God, it just gets you going, doesn't it? And I love right at the beginning, he says, I got the sunshine in my pocket. And I was just imagining myself sort of dancing down the street with the sunshine in my pocket. And I was just bopping away to myself.
Yeah.
It was such a happy song. So tell me why you chose that song and why it inspires you or why it brings you to life.
Well, because exactly what you said, I just feel like I've got sunshine in my pocket and I can just dance, you know, and be happy. It was a really hard question when you said to me, what song did I want you to play? Because I love music and I have a zillion songs, but this is one that just gets in my bones. Like as soon as you started playing it, I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm good. And suddenly my feet are going. And you know, the thing is like dancing is one of those things. I went to this amazing event and I saw this woman who I greatly admire called Sonia Choquette. And she was speaking. And one of the things, she's beautiful, isn't she? But one of the things she did was she got everyone in the audience to stand up and she just played some music and everyone started dancing. Well, everyone actually started feet shuffling at first. And then slowly, as people got a bit more comfortable with themselves, they started to dance a bit more. And it ended up being such fun. And I guess one of the reasons I love dancing and getting stuff out there like that is because, you know, it's when we're actually really free. We sort of lose ourselves in ourselves. And it's very rare that we can do that in the modern world, you know. And that's so sometimes just putting on something that's going to make you dance and get off your butt and go to the kitchen and dance around or whatever is actually just what we need. It's almost like therapy in itself, right?
Yeah. That sense of freedom. Wonderful.
Yeah. And also, it's Justin Timberlake, right? And he's great. Because I think he's also a visionary and he, you know, took his life and he, you know, went his own way. And, you know, I get really inspired by people and the things that they do. So I take my hat off to him.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to download Can't Stop the Feeling, then you can go to iTunes and also over to Amazon. So wonderful. I want to ask you now, I've been burning with this question. Why do you call yourself this imperfect girl?
Do you know, everyone asks me that, Amy. When I started out, one thing is that I struggle with this idea of perfection because I believe that we're perfect exactly as we are. That includes
you and me both.
Yeah, that includes all our lumps and bumps and all the dark sides of us. Yeah. And so when I started on my journey, I was really frustrated because when I started on my journey, I was in a different mental state to where I am now. I was a lot more sort of lacking in confidence. I didn't feel that I was good enough. I was in a different place. And when I started this journey, I got really frustrated because every book I opened, everything I read, everything I saw was these incredible coaches, these incredible women, particularly women who had basically made people like me feel even worse because I was never going to be as good as that cook. I was never going to be as intelligent as that, you know, speaker. I was never going to be good enough for these people, you know, and it was like chasing after this dream to try and become more perfect. And when I get better at this, then I'll be like that, you know, or when I lose, you know, half a stone, then I'll be as pretty as her. You know, when I've studied for 30 or 40 years, then I'll be a real therapist. You know, whatever it was, it's like all these people put themselves out there and they were so perfectly formed. And, you know, did everything so beautifully that it made girls like me feel like, oh, I'm never going to get there. And one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to say to everyone, all my clients, all the beautiful people that walk through the door, you know, I'm just like you. I may be a year or two ahead of you and I may, you know, have started my journey slightly earlier, but I'm in the same place as you and I still get the same challenges as you. I have the tools now to know how to get through it, you know, but I'm still the same as you. I still suffer loss the same way. I still have relationship things, you know, issues or that's with people, with romance, with whatever. I'm the same as everyone else. I still overindulge in the cookie cabinet sometimes, you know, I'm the same as everyone else. You know, but I wanted to say to people that you are perfect anyway. And it was when I actually went to see a friend of mine, and I really struggled with myself because I had been badly behaved in a situation where I snapped and I had a cross word, and that's really out of my nature. And this friend said to me, you know what, Alex, until you accept all parts of yourself, including that grumpy side of you that snapped, she said, when are you ever going to actually live this life of, you know, full acceptance? And she was she basically slapped my own words back in my face. And I thought, you're absolutely right. And I tell you what, it was the most freeing moment. You know, we all sit there and aspire to be just like the spiritual leader or just as calm as this person. And actually, do you know what? We're all human after all, and we have the human condition, and we're allowed to be angry, and we're allowed to be afraid, and we're allowed to be all these. But what I really encourage is that people just love themselves regardless of all these things. These aren't flaws. These are these magical sparks that keep us as brilliant as we are.
And what makes us human?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I love it. Sorry, I've been wanting to ask you that question for ages.
So This Imperfect Girl is basically, I use This Imperfect Girl on all my sort of social media stuff. And it's basically, I used to have a tagline, which was keeping it real, you know, because I'm not some person that I want people to, you know, imagine that they have to do this to get that or do the body club to do this. All I'm saying to you is accept yourself. I can help you on your journey with EFT and with holistic nutrition. But it all really, I mean, people write to me and they say, thank you so much for this. And I always write back and say, no, thank yourself. You've done all the work.
Yeah.
You know, I've just guided you in that direction, but you've done this incredible work. And, yeah, so that's me. I'm the imperfect girl. What can I say?
That's amazing. I love it. So what do people experience, you know, when they start embracing and stepping into an embracing self-love? What is it that shifts within them? What do they start experiencing?
Well, I mean, their whole world shifts. And this can actually, this is very interesting because it's one of the things that comes up. So I see some clients for a set amount of weeks, or people might come and see me once every 6 weeks, or depending what people have, they may come every week. It depends. And something which often comes up is suddenly when people start to realize that they're letting go of the old stuff, they become a little bit afraid because they're not really sure who they are. You know, when you define yourself by your illness or your disease or your, you know, your, let's say I'm Alex and I'm anxious, or everyone knows that I'm shy, or everyone knows that I talk too much, or whatever it is that your label is. When people start to drop that label, it feels very unnerving. It feels very unsafe because we don't know who we are. So that's something we do a tapping session on. This sort of letting go of the fear of letting it go. And I tell you what, when people let it go, which is done quite easily, because as I said, it's a gentle therapy, because so you sort of just ride it out. You know, everything starts to change. You know, what you put out, you get back. So when people start to be more loving towards themselves, they start to radiate love to those around them. So relationships improve, not just at home, but with their children or with their friends or with their business colleagues, that people are suddenly attracted to them. People stop them in the street, or people start calling them up and asking them to do things. They're vibrating on a completely different level.
They've got sunshine in their pocket.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And people sense it. I mean, people get drawn to you when you become like this. And when you go back into your more authentic self, you stand up, you're able to stand up for yourself. you're able, without hurting other people, because you're just being true to yourself. You know, so it's very empowering as well. And learning to say no, learning to say yes is all part of it. And it's just really, it's really life-changing. You know, people step into new jobs. People change their careers. People have the courage to do things which they never did before, because we're tapping into the fire inside us that just excites us. So, you know, there'll be someone who wanted to travel their whole lives but don't feel like they can do it because, you know, the mortgage, this, that and the other, and then suddenly they go, do you know what, actually they're all obstacles I've given myself. Stepping into who you are is the most liberating thing in the world. I mean, you know that, Amy. You step into who you are and you travel and you do all these wonderful things. It's the most liberating thing out there, right?
It is, absolutely. And it just keeps expanding once you realize that you can step into who you really are, and you actually recognize who you really are is. Just keeps expanding, it just keeps growing, it just keeps getting better. It's like I'm shining more sunshine from my pockets.
I know, and it's beautiful, because you know what, even those days when you're having really rubbish days when everything feels wrong, you still know that's okay, because it will pass. You know, it's just a day, you know, because you have absolute faith in why you're here, and that you have a reason to be here. And whether it is just to step into your light and shine a little brighter, that's a beautiful reason to be in the world.
Yeah, it most certainly is. I love these conversations.
I know, me too.
Oh, how funny. So, unfortunately, we've only got about 10 minutes left. So let's look at your top three insights that... Well, first of all, how would you define being brilliant? Given that this is a Being Brilliant radio show, how would you define that for you?
Well, I absolutely love that this is a Being Brilliant radio show, Amy, and I massively want to give you a big virtual hug and kiss for doing what you do and bringing your voice out to the world, because, you know, a lot of people need to hear it. For me... yeah, well done. I mean, really, it's amazing. And I'm just so impressed because you're my friend as well. So being brilliant for me is very simple. It's about accepting all parts of yourself so that you can really shine in the world. And I very strongly believe that unless we learn to accept and love ourselves without judgment, we can never fully step into our light. Being brilliant for me is just accepting all parts of you, being imperfect and loving those bits as well.
Wonderful. And it's so true. And as you said, without judgment, I mean, we are so self-critical. I know I used to be as well. And it would just knock me off at the knees. I literally couldn't advance in my life because I was so self-critical. Once I was able to let that go. Wow.
But the scary thing, Amy, is didn't you find that when you're self-critical, it's only when you step out of it that you see you're doing it?
Yes.
Because I wasn't even aware that I had this pattern of behavior. I mean, my self-chatter, as with everyone, goes all day. And I didn't know that my self-talk was so destructive. And that's why I love EFT, because it works on a subconscious level. And because we live in our subconscious such a vast amount of time, it doesn't matter how many times we tell ourselves in our conscious mind, I'm going to do this or I'm going to speak like this to myself. Unless your subconscious is on board, you're in trouble. EFT changes those subconscious sort of patterns that keep you stuck so that you can, literally you can change the voice, you know, that walks with you every day. It changes the way you speak about yourself and about other people.
Yeah. And it's such an incredible shift. I often call it the roomie, like the roommate.
Yeah.
It's in there with you 24/7.
So true. Such a great name.
You might as well have a fun roomie because she's with you all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so what would be your top three insights for our listeners today to take away with them so that they can be brilliant?
Okay. So my first one is almost all physical and emotional complaints come from a place of fear and lack of self-love. Every single person that walks through my door has issues where they don't feel completely safe in the world. And that's really normal. I'm not knocking that, actually. That's a really normal feeling. And I've struggled with that myself. But actually, once we start to get back in touch with who we are, why we're here, and what's going on around us in the greater world, then we really start to realize that there's nothing really to fear, that life is going to happen and we're going to be okay. Lack of self-love is another huge one. And everyone has a little bit of this. And I think that's partly to do with all these sort of adopted truths we've taken with us that we've learned from places without even realizing we're picking them up. And we just carry them around with us. And so once we can start to find a bit more safety and feel a bit more safe and start to love ourselves a bit more, then all sort of emotional and physical complaints start to heal. And that's why I believe EFT is really important. Because like I said, when you say to yourself over and over again, I will be happy, I'm going to be happy, I am happy. It doesn't matter how many times you say it, if that voice inside you goes, it's safer to be sad because no one will see you. It's safer to be hidden away and not shine your light because then you'll be okay. It doesn't matter how many times you say, this time's going to be different. In time, that subconscious patterning keeps kicking in. And that's why my work I'm really passionate about. I've realized I've only given you one, haven't I?
You have so far.
Yeah. Sorry. So second one is, some of the most powerful words a person can say are, I am good enough. And this is partly to do with self-love, but there is this huge, I think it's an epidemic. I mean, it's huge. The amount of people that don't think they're good enough. And actually admitting that to yourself can take time. So I have some clients and we'll work for weeks and then one day they'll say, you know, I just don't feel good enough. And I think, bingo, because it's so deeply embedded that, you know, that we sort of don't even realize we have these words, I am not good enough. So I always say to everyone, at all times, we're trying to give ourselves evidence of our new way of thinking. So whether you stick post-it notes on your mirror, write it on your computer, stick it on your mobile phone, whatever you do, just stick up these words, I am good enough. And every time you read it, you're telling your brain and you're telling yourself that you're ready to accept a new way of thinking.
Yeah. You have to set yourself up for success, don't you? You've got to put all
those
lines in and all around the place so that you keep reminding yourself of the new way of thinking.
And someone said to me once, and it made me laugh so much, they said, fake it till you make it. And it made me laugh so much. And I thought, but that's actually very true. Because if you start to act as if you're there, you know, as if you're successful, happy and everything by the words you speak, by the way you live your life, then you can actually achieve it. You're just giving yourself more evidence that this is in your scope and that's your path. That's where you've decided to go and that is where you'll end up. And anyway, and number three, I'm sorry because I know I'm worried we're running out of time, but number three no matter where you are physically and emotionally right now, you can transform your life. This is the most powerful thing. You can, no matter how unhappy you are, overweight you are, stuck you are, angry you are, in pain you are, distress, whatever it is, it doesn't matter where you are right now, you have the power within you to transform your life.
That's amazing, isn't it? And I want you to say that again and to say it really slowly so that people really get it.
Okay. So no matter where you are physically and emotionally right now, you can transform your life. I mean, I just get excited saying it because it's
I know,
so,
I
it's so true.
That's why I asked you to repeat it, because it's just so true. It's so evident.
So true.
Once you see it. Yeah.
And I see people of all ages. I see people in all situations, and they have just made the choice. They've said, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to step out of this pattern I'm in, and I want to step into my light. I want to shine brighter. And although it's so scary, I'm going to make a definite direction. And you know what? People transform their lives. So no matter where you are physically and emotionally right now, you can transform your life.
Yeah. Beautiful. Amazing. So if you had one bonus tip, because I wrote down here as you were talking earlier on, new ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I know it, you know, in my line of work as well, I see people move from one way of thinking to another way of thinking, from a very negative to very positive. And what would you say are the most, maybe one or two of the most common transformations in thinking that people have? Because you said, I am, you know, I am not enough to I am enough.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Because I know some people resonate with that, and others perhaps have other things. What are the most, you know, the most common other limiting beliefs that people transform in your eyes?
Okay, yeah. This one is one that for a long time broke my heart a little, and as each person who comes in who struggles with these words, they pull at my heart a little bit, because for me, loving yourself is the key to everything. And we do a setup statement. EFTers do a setup statement when we work, and we'll say, so even though I have this problem, and people say different things. I sometimes say, I'm okay. I sometimes say, you know, this is all right, whatever it is. But what I like to say a lot is, even though I have this problem, I love and accept myself deeply and completely, exactly as I am. And I can't tell you the amount of people that can't say it. And they either can't say it, or they break down in tears, or they say it doesn't sound right. So that's why I often go with, okay, so even though I have this problem, I'm okay, or I'm all right right now. But what I like to say is, even though I have this problem, I love and accept myself deeply and completely, exactly as I am, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. And I just get people to say the words. And you know, it's funny, at the beginning you'll have people who literally can't speak the words, and at the end people are saying it and saying it proudly, loudly. And so really, for me to be able to say the words I love myself is when you know that you're gonna be heading in the right direction.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Alexandra, thank you so much for being here. I've had an absolute blast talking with you and catching up.
Thank you, Amy. I'm sorry, such an early start for you in New Zealand.
I know, New Zealand. I love it. So to just say again, you can find Alex at www.thehappylife.co.uk. It's been such a pleasure, and I will catch up with you soon. This is Amy Haggett-Jones with Being Brilliant. And wonderful. I'm so excited. I've got sunshine in
thanks,
my pocket.
Thanks, Amy. Yeah, thanks, Amy. Thanks for having me. Happy travels.
All right. Thank you. My pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.